A lawsuit on behalf of 107 inmates alleges that, during the effort to restore control to the James T. Vaughn Correctional Facility in 2017, inmates were abused, humiliated, and deprived of basic rights by corrections officials after the riot took place. But the lawsuit faced another setback last week when Chief Judge Leonard P. Stark denied the motion to re-examine the complaints and shut the door to any future amendments. Stark called the latest iteration of the complaint a shotgun pleading, pointing out many of the defendants named in the case were not directly involved in the alleged abuse that took place, like Governor John Carney. Stark points to the lack of specificity by arguing the plaintiffs had failed to define which abuses have occurred to each inmate and who took part in the abuse. The plaintiffs have argued that kind of specificity is difficult because the guards who took part in the abuse concealed their identities by wearing masks and covering their name tags. While the case is now shut out of federal district court, the plaintiffs can appeal to federal appeals court. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.